As Sandeep just recently noted, the mobile SDK has been updated just in time for CloudStack with great new features like offline support for hybrid applications. Mr. Binod goes into great detail on the offline component, but that's not all that has been included in the 1.1 version of the SDK for mobile developers. Flexible OAuth. By popular demand, the SDK also now gives the ability for hybrid applications to have more direct control over the authentication flow. Previously, the OAuth process would be initiated whenever the application was first loaded, but now you can update specific variables in bootconfig.js to decide whether or not that should be automatic. You can configure the behavior of how your application starts with either the remote app start data object, for applications leveraging remote assets like VisualForce, or local app start data, for applications leveraging local HTML5 applications. The two configuration methods work like this. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. So, for instance, skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. This would define start data as a remote application which should go to /apex/basic.env page after login, and it knows that's not an absolute URL, it will go to the domain /pod based on the user's login. However, the application also knows not to initiate that flow right away, it will let the developer fire the login JavaScript to accomplish that. Check out the onDeviceReady function in index.html to see how to best control the events surrounding user login. Native iOS blocks. Blocks are a code pattern, introduced a while back with iOS 4, that allows you to create native iOS applications with better control over how asynchronous events are handled. The standard REST API code handles responses by leveraging specific methods defined by the SDK's interface. Blocks allow the developer to define how to respond to the REST callout when they define the callout itself. So while calling a request like this, skipping code snippet for brevity, the omitted code provides an illustrative example, would call the standard method of skipping code snippet for brevity, the omitted code provides an illustrative example. If you switch to the SF REST plus blocks version of the code, you could specify this when I create the request. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. But instead of did load response, you could refer to a method specific to handling my describe callout. Without blocks, if you do multiple types of callouts, like a SQL call and a describe call, you would need a loop handling both kinds of logic within one method, instead of allowing different methods specialize in handling the data being returned. To use blocks with a mobile SDK within your project, make sure the SFRESTAPI plus blocks header and main file are included in your project and import the SFRESTAPI plus blocks header instead of the default SFRESTAPI header. CIT at CloudStack. The mobile SDK continues to evolve, as 1.1 and these great features indicate. If you want to get your hands on it with force.com developers on hand, come on down to the dev zone at CloudStack and see it for yourself. As usual, if you've got other questions, you can catch me on Twitter at Josh Burke or add them to the comments section below.